A light rain started to fall as we drove up to the entrance of Bokor National Park in southern Cambodia. But a comedy of errors ensured that we wouldn't get to see the park. The first obstacle we faced was a guard for a Chinese construction company that was reconstructing the road. Although other tourists had used the road just moments before we arrived, the guard wouldn't let us pass, nor would he tell us when the road might reopen. A heated argument ensued between the guard and my French travel companion, Nicholas Rapp. But the guard stood his ground. As we headed back to Nicholas's car, we noticed a flat tire. "No problem," he assured me. "He would have it fixed in no time." But no sooner had Nicholas plugged the tire than the tube of his portable air compressor sprung a leak. And so he repaired the compressor tube again and again for an hour, until we finally had enough pressure in the tire to drive to a gas station. Almost everywhere we went, people were fascinated by Nicholas and his dark green 1996 Toyota Land Cruiser, which he is driving around the globe. Nicholas says he hit the road because the financial crisis and recession had made life in New York depressing. So he quit his job and withdrew some of his savings to finance the trip. He estimates that he will spend about $50,000 on the trip. In late November, I had met with Nicholas in Bangkok, the city where I grew up, to join him for a week-long loop through Cambodia, a country neither of us had seen, but one that I had long hoped to visit. After only a week as his travel companion, I doubted that I could do what he had done.